In the summer of 1954, in a small radio station in Cleveland, Ohio, an unknown disc jockey heard the sound that would change America, and the rest, of course, is music history. Rock and Roll Man is the new musical about the incredible rise and fall of Alan Freed, the man who coined the phrase rock and roll and brought its sound to the world. By the dawn of the 60s, he was the biggest name in music until Scandal made him the biggest target in America. Featuring original songs and some of the biggest hits of the decade, Rock and Roll Man takes you behind the scenes and behind the music of one of the most influential and controversial figures in pop music history. To tell us about this glorious production, we welcome the Berkshire Theatre Group's artistic director and CEO, Kate McGuire, five-time Tony Award-winning producer, Rose Kaola, Tony Award-nominated Alan Campbell, who plays Alan Freed, and multiple Emmy Award-nominated actor George Wendt, who plays J. Edgar Hoover. Welcome all. How are you?
We're all well. We're happy you're here. Thank you for coming to the beautiful Colonial Theater.
We are taping this on the third floor, and it's absolutely gorgeous. I remember you coming over to our offices. We were sitting in a conference room, and you said, this is the show.
This is the big one, that's for sure. I met Rose Kaola last summer in August, I think it was. She laid out the show, and I said yes right away. Who would say no to Rose?
Well, first of all, when I met Kate, and she was just so lovely and enthusiastic about the project, that inspired me. And then I walked into this magnificent theater and I thought, wow, what a phenomenal home this would be to develop the show further.
I know the show was at Bucks County and then now here. So give us a sense of how it came onto your radar and something that you knew you wanted to do.
Well, I'm actually one of the writers on the show.
Right.
And my writing partner, who I had written another project with years ago that ran for a few years in New York, now is being licensed all over through MTI, called Freckleface Strawberry the Musical. We adapted a book by Julianne Moore. He came to me with this idea, actually. And it really, it affected me because I felt like I was really compelled to tell a story about a character that was a visionary and through his bravery enacted social change. I mean, there was a ripple effect from what Alan did. And it was not only in the music industry, but really in the world at large and in our country. It definitely inspired the civil rights movement. He made a difference, and it was really through his bravery. And the music, I mean, that the music of that era, you can't help yourself. You just want to get up and dance.
So here's a chicken and egg question, but in the writing, does the music somewhat help dictate the portion of the story that you're going to tell, or does the story dictate the song that will fit perfectly in that moment?
Well, this is not a typical, what you would think, jukebox musical. This is a blended genre. We are a traditional musical. We tell the story through original music. That classic rock and roll score, that's necessary to tell Alan's story. That was his trajectory and his journey, his mentorship with those incredible artists and his belief in them. It's integral to the needs of telling the story. So we are a musical. We are a traditional musical, and I was excited by that. I was really excited to have this kind of new genre that we can give, you know, theater audiences. And I think that it's something that, I think it's something that modernizes it in a way, you know, gives it we tell the story in a kind of avant-garde, interesting, abstract type of way. It's not a traditional chronological tale about Alan's life. We take the audience on our own particular journey.
So let us talk to Alan Campbell, who plays Alan Freed. What has this been like to embody this guy?
Fantastic. I love this music. I've always loved this music. I used to work it into some little cabaret shows that I've done over the years. It's just happy, joyful music. And to link that music with an original score that advances the character and advances the story. And I think Rose said it best. It's kind of a hybrid, both with existing, these fabulous songs from the period, but also original music that helps tell Alan's story. And I just think it's a joyful period, and also to get to play somebody that was important. I mean, this guy was a visionary. And, you know, he was colorblind at a time when people weren't. I mean, and so he saw social change through the music. And I think that kind of is thrilling to be able to play that kind of a character.
And a complex character.
Very complex and very flawed. And I think as an actor, at least, playing flawed men is always the best, because you kind of... It gives them depth, and you know, we're all flawed in our own way. And this man, his passion for the music and his passion for these acts and promoting these acts made him blind to some other things that I think were ultimately his downfall. And I think this musical kind of combines his drive with some of his blind spots, which makes him a complicated but interesting visionary.
So speaking of flawed men, George Wendt plays J. Edgar Hoover.
yes, I do. It's not really Hoover, you know, it's like I tried to research Hoover and how he moved and spoke and what he thought. And quickly I realized, you know, further to Rose talking about, you know, it's a surreal piece. The whole piece is a fever dream of the night Alan Freed sadly drank himself to death. And so I realized it's I'm not Hoover. I'm a nightmare Hoover in his fever dream. So it's a little, you know, it's freeing in a way. I don't have to try to be spot on J. Edgar Hoover. But yeah, flawed indeed.
And yet, because so we, many of us, will think of Hoover just by the name as the villain.
Yeah, kind of the villain, you know, which, you know, I want to get hisses, you know, instead of entrance applause. But I did get a little Norm comment last night. So.
That's going to happen.
Yeah.
I would assume you will have that for your entire life.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
We're talking to the folks behind the Berkshire Theater Group's production of Rock and Roll Man, the Alan Freed story, playing at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield through July 21st. I'm interested in the Berkshire Theater Festival, the importance of new work, and especially putting a new work like this into the Colonial.
Well, we've been dreaming about this. I mean, the merger is almost 10 years old, and we've been hoping to be able to produce this size of a musical with hopes that it may be able to continue. And Rose was able to make that dream come true, and I say that mostly with tears in my eyes as I think about it, because it's been the dream for the community. It's a powerful musical in the sense that it really is about a man who opened doors for people that then really were able to act and change our society in a fundamental way through music. And the audience, last night was our first show in front of an audience, and they were just ecstatic. I mean, it was really wonderful. They know the music. There were all ages in the theater. Everyone was moving to the music and taking in this remarkable story that some people aren't even aware of. They, you know, some people don't remember Alan Freed or didn't know who he was. And it's truly one of those great American stories, I think.
When you look at the process of bringing a musical throughout its life, where do you think this is in its process?
Well, every musical has its own trajectory. There's always a development stage. Some musicals take longer than others. I feel like we're really in a good place with this show. When we were in Bucks County, we were incredibly well received. The audiences had a blast. But I knew we had further to go. And I feel like we're at a spot right now where I would like to open it up and have a larger audience see it. So, you know, fingers crossed for the future. But I think we're on our way. I think we're in a good path.
Let me just further that by asking, as these performances take place over the next few weeks, what are you looking for? What are you interested in? What will you be noting?
Oh, everything. you know, there's a reason why you bring a show out of town. I feel like it's a very entertaining show as it is, but there are things we're looking to do with this show that are more than just entertain. I have a big responsibility because I am telling a story of a man who actually existed. And his son, Lance Fried, his father passed when he was about 14 years old and left the family in bankruptcy. And he worked in the mailroom at record shops, and he worked his way up, and he became the vice president of Universal Publishing, handling Billy Joel's catalog and many, many huge artists' catalog. He's very well respected in the music industry. However, he said to me when I first met him, I really, really would like to have my father's story told. Because when during that time period, good old J. Edgar Hoover and all of his crowd were trying to present Alan to the public as that payola guy. But he was so much more than that. The music industry understands Alan's contribution. And if you go on YouTube and you listen to the artists that Alan mentored, like Chuck Berry and Little Richard, they will say, we owe our careers to Alan Freed. If you listen to interviews with Mick Jagger and the Beatles in Liverpool, they'll say, it's because we listened to Alan Freed's radio show that our music evolved into what it is today. He had such a large impact, and he opened doors for those artists that were previously shut. So everyone is flawed. Everyone makes mistakes. I mean, this is the era of the anti-hero in musicals. If you look around, Hamilton wasn't such a great guy in his personal life, but he did something special. He did something unique. And that's the story that we want to tell. And I want to be able to give that to Lance Fried as well as give it to the world.
Has there been a reaction yet from Lance?
Well, he told me that I brought his father to life, and it kind of made me cry.
I would think that would make you cry. And you too, for that matter.
Yeah, I talked to Lance on opening night in Bucks County. And at the time, I don't look particularly a lot like Alan Freed, although we've done some tweaking. I'm a blonde, not anymore. But Lance said, you know what you captured, he took me aside and he said, what you captured about my father is his enthusiasm and his total commitment and love for this music and these artists. And he said, that is the memory that I have of my father. He said that his just total commitment to what he thought was important work that he wanted to share with a wider audience. And he said, your enthusiasm, I got. And he said, that is the most important thing for me that I wanted to see portrayed. So that was an unbelievable, that brought tears to my eyes, that to have his son say that. Because, you know, it's a big responsibility when you're playing someone, A, this influential, and also in front of his kids. You know, that was like, oh boy, what I hope, because I've done that before, actually, in another piece. And the first thing the woman said is, "You look nothing like my father." I remember that he was bald, and I said, "Well, I can't do much about that." But Lance was great. Yeah, he was very, very supportive.
When you think of work that you look to do, George, at this kind of role, what do you look for in a gig?
I look for dates and availability and things like that. You know, all the practical things. But no, this role checks all the boxes. I don't get to play a villain very often. I got to say, you know, as regards, you know, Alan Freed's life, the story about, you know, you and your daughter and your kids, of course, that really comes through in this iteration of the piece. And I find it very moving. I'm backstage in tears, and I gotta come on and be like, you know, like mean.
And hard to be mean, but you do it. What is the, in your idea of what an audience should take away, and I'll ask this to everybody, but what you hope they come out of the theater thinking?
Joyful, first of all. And also, I think aware of Alan Freed and his importance not only in bringing music, a lot of which culturally we take for granted now, but also his cultural importance, his social importance, that he was color and race blind at a time when America was very, very, very segregated. And that didn't matter at all. He saw black and white kids coming together over this common love of this new music, of rhythm and blues. And just like a lot of great visionaries, from, you know, Steve Jobs to all these other guys, they see something many, many years before it actually dawns on everybody else, and they move us and pull us in a way, socially and culturally, into I think, you know, the civil rights movement. I think he was a real pioneer, and I think, you know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and he's been regarded within the civil rights movement as an important figure in his own right, outside of the music. And that to me is a wonderful lesson for all of us. But mainly it's just the joy of this music and what this music meant to everybody that heard it, both in the day and now.
Similar for you?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, for Hoover really kind of fished around and found this payola notion to scandalize it. But what he was really concerned about was, you know, interracial cultural exchange and the possibility of black and white kids together, you know, like that was just flipped him out, and he clawed and scratched for something to nail Freed and came up with this payola.
And Rose?
Of course, the things that Alan and George said, 100%, but beyond that, we have assembled such a fantastic cast of artists. I mean, George can just run wild creatively in this piece, which is so much fun. Alan brings such heart to the role. I mean, and he sings like an angel. But our cast members that are portraying Little Richard and Chuck Berry and Screamin' Jay, I mean, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking. I mean, they crush it. Laverne Baker. If you really want to see actors that make a splash on the stage and get the whole audience involved in the joy and energy of that music, come and see our show.
Pretty good endorsement. Rock and Roll Man, the Alan Freed story, plays at the Colonial Theater through the 21st, and then you have the rest of the season.
We do have the rest of the season. We have more and more and more. We have Shrek. We have the musical Working. We have The Skin of Our Teeth. Just go onto our website and you can find everything. And come have a good time, please.
Yes, if you're going to come, for God's sakes, have a good time. BerkshireTheaterGroup.org for more information, BerkshireTheaterGroup.org. My thanks to Kate McGuire, Rose Kaoa. Alan Freed is played by Alan Campbell. J. Edgar Hoover is played by George Wendt. My thanks to you two as well. What a great pleasure to meet all four of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
The Berkshire Theater Group's Rock and Roll Man, the Alan Freed story, plays through July 21st at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, BerkshireTheaterGroup.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.